The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, they shall all be taught by God. Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone who has seen the Father, except the one who is from God, he has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live." At the Last Supper, before he established this Eucharist, he washed the feet of the disciples. He said, "Before, I come to serve and not to be served, to be bread, to be eaten up." He knows himself for our sake. When we receive this Eucharist, he suddenly said, "We become a living bread in Jesus, of course." That means we have to be eaten up by people. We are the bread of life also. Love is Trinitarian. Love is mutual. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, they are mutual love. So that's why when we have the mutuality of love, we sense the peace, because that's the living God in us. If we do not have enough love, we don't have enough peace. At times we pray for peace, but first of all we have to reflect whether we live like Jesus, totally for other people. Love others unconditionally and always be the first to love. And that's the love of Jesus. That's the way it's the living bread. That's the way we consume him so we become another him. That's what Paul says. Today is not that I live, but Jesus lives in me.